I've got a mouthful of cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Mmm.
Is it mature?
It is.
Oh.
Very creamy.
Very creamy.
Mm. Jackie.
Oh, Jackie.
Nippy, nippy.
Nippy, nippy, Jackie.
This is the We Are T1D podcast, the realest type 1 diabetes podcast online. And this podcast is hosted by myself, Mike, and my good type 1 diabetic friend, Jack.
We are just two ordinary blokes from London living with type 1 diabetes.
Everything we say is to be taken as guidance. Please, please, please do not take it as medical advice.
Now, people, again and again, we are not doctors.
Nah, we just want to raise more awareness for this chronic condition and to make sure no type 1 diabetic ever, ever feels alone. Yes, Jack, how you doing, mate?
What's happening? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How's your week been?
Yeah, not bad, mate. To be honest, I ain't really been very busy, but it's been very nice to say.
Not busy, but being nice. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, just chilled. I don't really have chilled weekends and anymore. So it's actually quite nice to do nothing.
Bit jealous, actually.
And I say that as well. I always get bored. Usually I'm like, right, I'm not doing anything this weekend. And then I'll sit down. It gets to about 10 o'clock and I'm rocking in the chair, like walking up and down the flat. And Zoe's just like, just go out. Come on.
I'm a T1D. Get me out of here.
We actually went for a nice walk as well until it started raining.
Yeah, the weather's been terrible this week.
It's horrible. Just want the sun.
Well, we get the sun, but we get the wind and the hail and the rain and everything else too.
Oh, the wind was unbelievable the other day. Try and lift up a 6-foot fence panel with a gust of wind like that. Jesus. Bro, it's like picking up an aeroplane and putting it on this.
Where's Jack gone? Oh, he's flying down the road.
Literally, like, we have to carry the panels in the gardens now in twos at the moment because you can't lift them on your own because you will go flying.
See, I used to go power kiting with my brother. So when we first started it, we were both clueless about it. And yeah, it was quite windy on the first day we tried it. Oh my God, man, I remember just flying.
I reckon you fully could do it if you put a 6-foot fence panel on your back.
No, try it, mate. Try it.
Just jump off a cliff.
Don't try it, Jack. Don't try it, Jack.
Don't try that.
Yeah,
but the wind's been fun. That's why I haven't really ventured out anywhere. I can't be bothered. I deal with the weather enough at work. When I actually get time to chill, I want to stay out of it as much as possible.
That's fair. That's fair.
What have you been up to?
Me, nearly dying.
Oh, what have you done? You ain't been jumping off cliffs with fence panels, have you?
No. It sounds a bit more fun, though. I actually had an LO during the night. I had ketones. Obviously, got rid of them. But then I had an LO during the night. And, I had to phone in sick to work.
Oh.
But, yeah, I didn't even do any designing or nothing. It's just, oh, wow.
How did you discover you had the ketones then? Obviously, you'd done a ketone strip test.
Well, Riley was sick, weren't he? And obviously...
We were talking on the phone, weren't we? And you just went, Jack, I've got to go, Riley's being sick. And I just heard the phone go, boop, boop, boop. That was the last I heard of Mike.
Yeah, and then my sugars just went extremely high. And I just thought,
oh, really?
It was just a bad night, morning.
Mm.
I rang the work and said, look, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. Said, I just ain't going to be right. If I don't deal with this, I'm going to be in hospital and I don't want to be. So, health first.
Oh, 100% health first. Big middle finger up to anyone else.
They were very supportive and just said, hope you get better soon. So, happy days.
Well, that's good. At least they understand, which is nice.
It's very nice.
It's very nice. It does always work out when... people at work do understand it. Don't always happen, sadly, but it helps.
Definitely helps. But yeah, apart from that, just working, diabetes, eating.
that is literally, you've just put my whole week in a nutshell. That is it. Work, diabetes, food.
And insulin.
Oh yeah, lots of it.
We're not struggling, let's talk about it.
So Jack, what's your win this week?
Ooh, my win is on Sunday. As you know, I spent all day on my ass. But yeah. I also spent all day in range and I did not stop eating.
Wow. Well done, Jack.
Thank you. You clapping yourself.
Hey, there's little sea lions back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, that's a wolf. Wrong.
Oh. Do you know, I literally just looked around my room trying to find something that... I don't know what I was looking for. So
yeah, I ate so much. And it was fantastic. It was actually quite nice to stay in range all day.
Yeah, what, no lows, no highs, any corrections?
Nah, I think maybe one or two little corrections, but I caught it in time so it didn't go out of range.
You stopped the creepers.
Stopped it.
Stop them creepers.
Like, yes. Yes. I think it's because I weren't doing anything and I was literally just sat indoors. I was quite able to keep track of my sugars, like, quite on point.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just keeping an eye on it. And it's before the alarm's even gone off to say, like, I'm hitting sort of like over the tens. I'm looking at it like, I know what way that's going. I'm going to correct now.
Yeah, was you more aware of the feelings as well?
Yeah, I think when I'm at home, I do feel my symptoms a bit more because you're not distracted by anything else that you might be doing at that time.
Yeah.
You're in the moment and you know. So you're sitting down and you're just sitting there watching the telly. I don't know if anyone else gets it, but if I go hypo, all of a sudden, I can just, like, it just feels like your body's just going, like, good night.
Yeah, that's funny enough, I had it today happen.
Really?
Yeah, I pre-bolused a bit too early.
Okay, I do that quite often in the mornings.
Yeah, but I dropped down to 2.6, I think it was.
Ooh.
And I was just looking at my phone and I was like, can't actually see what I'm looking at anymore. It's like, whoa. And then I had my food, but it's just taking too long.
Yeah.
I had a butty chip.
Butty chip?
Yeah.
What? It's like, stop the story. What is a butty chip?
Right, so basically, you know, you get a chip butty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's a butty chip.
That is a chip butty?
No, it's a butty chip.
Oh my God.
It just sounds so much better.
It sounds wrong.
It's a butty chip.
Oh, well. Well, no, yeah, now you can carry on now, sorry.
Yeah, so I had that, and obviously it's bread and it's chips, so it's going to take ages to kick in.
Yeah, put some sauce on it.
Yeah, I had mayonnaise.
Oh.
So, but yeah, it took a while. I ended up crashing out on the sofa for God knows how long. Amber was like, babe. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I do that more often than I should.
Yeah, but I'm back in range now, so I'm fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, mate.
It's very good.
Well, my struggle this week has actually been sleeping.
What, was you howling too much?
Yeah. No, do you know what? I keep falling asleep early, and then I'm awake in the middle of the night, and I keep getting morning glories.
Sorry. Well, is it just spiking so much in the morning, is it?
Yeah, no matter what I do. As I say, I've not changed my breakfast. I mean, the other week when I think it was a couple of days ago, I put it on my Instagram story and I spiked up to like 15. That was my own fault because I had a bowl of Shreddies for breakfast.
Ah.
But prior to that, I've been still having the same, if not less. I'm trying to cut out my porridge. I'm just sort of having just one slice of toast and an egg. I'm trying to sort of ease off my breakfast a little bit.
That's good, actually, Jack.
It's not to do with anything other than just trying to eat a little bit healthier. I don't really need... Well, I could work on my blood sugar control. I bet everyone could do, really, couldn't they? It's just what I mean.
Jack, I hit 50% in range this week, so yeah, I can.
I'm not doing it for like a blood sugar or anything to do with my diabetes. I'm just strictly trying to cut down on my carb intake because I want to get a little bit fitter.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that, Jack.
No, which should help my diabetes in the long run.
I would say 100%.
Minimal carb intake, minimal insulin needs, a lot more water intake.
Yeah, that's why I really neglect water.
I have done for like the whole winter.
Yeah, me too. It's fizzy drink, fizzy drink, yeah, fizzy drink.
Literally Coke Zeros and coffee. That's all I drink.
I just took a sip of a fizzy drink.
I'm sitting here with a cup of tea, mate.
Oh, you get a bit of water there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with tea.
Nah, it's flavoured water, isn't it?
What's wrong with tea?
It's flavoured water.
There's no flavoured water.
It is.
Well, it's got milk in it, for starters.
All right, it's a flavoured water mixer. go into the cafe. Excuse me, mate. Can I have one of them flavoured water mixers?
Yeah, Yorkshire flavour, if you've got one, mate.
Yeah, you know, the Yorkshire kind. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. What's your struggle been this week, mate?
I ain't even done my win, Jack.
Have you not?
No, you waffled so much.
Oh, I am so sorry. I do apologise. I'll shut my mouth for 5 minutes. Go, you go for it. What's your win?
My win, basically, I've done a video edit. Well, I've done a whole video kind of production thing for a client for a deal about beep in a country called beep. And it was played to royalty. But the thing is, the video was a big, massive success and the client ended up getting a job, but with this company in this country that I can't give too much info about because of non-disclosures and all that. But yeah, very happy.
Yes, mate. That's a massive round of applause, mate. That is sick.
Yeah, I'm buzzing. And I literally got that news today that it was all a success. And considering I'm a graphic designer and not a video editor, producer, blah, 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 it's a defo win.
Yeah, it's good, mate. You should do more of them then.
£1,000 an hour now.
There you go. If anyone wants a logo doing, it's $4,000.
Well, it's five, mate. After that success, diabetes in general is just a struggle. I'm still not weighing food. I'm rage bolusing when I'm high. And then my insulin ain't kicking in for ages and I'm stacking it and going low. Then I'm eating too much, going high again. It's just very up and down. It's my roller coaster of a diabetes life right now.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff going on that affecting emotions and it's a bit poo. I'm trying not to swear on this podcast anymore, so I'm going to say poo.
Poo?
Poo.
It's not a bad word for two fully grown men.
Yeah, it's not, is it?
My body's fully grown. My mind definitely isn't.
I'm very mature, if we're being serious.
Oh, I can be. I can be when I need to be, but I don't need to be very often, so therefore I am not.
To be fair, I'm only mature when it comes to business and money.
Exactly, when it matters.
What's your average, bruv?
Ooh. I don't know where that come from. I just felt like it. My average is, what a surprise. It's 7.1.
Ooh. Well done, Jack.
Thank you.
Mine is 9.
9?
Yeah, 9.
Yeah, my average, 7.1 again. Same as usual.
No, it's good, mate. It's good. I've actually got yellows on my graph.
Have you?
Guess what? Surprise, surprise, around dinner time.
Yeah. So. Well, my graph is pretty much level apart from the mornings. It's the mornings that get me. But as I say, it doesn't really. Although it goes up and makes me feel like shit, it doesn't go up and stay there for a long time.
Yeah, where my evening does.
Just being stubborn.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It's because I work so early in the day, obviously from 4 a.m. Mm. So I'm active. My body's like, yeah, this guy likes to move. He's doing blah, so many thousand steps a day, rah, 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 lifting all this.
Mm.
But from, say, 2 p.m., I'm sitting down on my bum nonstop. So yeah. Anything I eat after 2 p.m. is just going to sit with me.
Yeah.
And not get burnt. I don't actually need the energy because I'm sitting down.
Have you cut your portion sizes down yet? Or are you still eating with a shovel and spade?
To be honest, mate, I might have doubled them.
Oh.
Yeah. So a couple of new recipes going this week. So
I love it.
It's very nice. We'll save that for the food section.
Food!
Jack got your back. Jack got your back with Jack's discoveries.
Whoa! Jack is back with a discovery.
Come on, let's duet on this. You ready?
Go on.
3, 2, 1. Jack got your back. Jack got your back with Jack's discovery.
Woo! I am back with a discovery.
What have you discovered? We have missed this jingle.
I know we have.
Who was it? We had a few listeners that said I had it stuck in my head for a week. I remember when that first came out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we really hope you enjoyed that one.
All right, I've actually got paperwork on this.
Oh, rattle it, Jack. Let's hear it. Oh.
This, I don't know how to take it. So I wanted to bring it to the podcast for an opinion from yourself and maybe some listeners that can delve a little bit deeper for me. But it's to do with driving. And right, I think every diabetic's been told the same thing. The massive driving ball.
Five to drive.
Exactly. Five to drive. So this is from a letter because I have to do it every single year to keep my class one lorry license entitlement, even though I still don't drive a lorry. So I still have to renew my license every year for that. So I've got a letter here and it says here, this is just the heading says, if you have insulin treated diabetes, you are advised to take the following precautions. So it says, always carry your glucose meter and blood glucose strips with you. Check your blood glucose before driving and every 2 hours after you start driving. And this is the interesting part. If your blood glucose is 5 mmol or less, take a snack. All right, remember that. Take a snack.
Not to stop.
No, take a snack.
Okay.
And then the next one. If it is less than 4 mmol or you feel hyperglycemic, do not drive. So that tells me if I actually don't have any symptoms of being hyperglycemic and I'm below 5 but still above 4, am I still allowed to drive?
According to that, yes. That's an official document, right?
Yeah, it's from the DVLA.
There you go. That is the law of the road, so they are correct.
Yeah, so there you go. I've discovered the new rule for driving, people, and this is official from the DVLA, and it is, I'll repeat it again, if your blood glucose is 5 or less, take a snack. If it is less than 4 or you feel hyperglycemic, do not drive.
That's a brilliant discovery, Jack, mate.
Thank you.
Right, that means I can leave work sooner. That's good.
I'm not advising. If you feel hypo, do not drive. And this, I'm not, don't hold me accountable for anything. I'm just the messenger.
Unless my vision's blurry, I'll drive. I got you.
Your foot shaking on the clutch.
Fell asleep at the wheel. That is great information though, Jack. That is a really good discovery.
Thank you. Let's say I read it myself and I instantly it was just podcast.
Because you think it wasn't that long ago when I went to see my endo and they still stressed at me, are you still following the driving rule of 5 to drive? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird because that is one of the main things they always mention and they are so adamant about it.
Or is this aimed at just lorry drivers? Like, lorry drivers can drive borderline hypo.
I highly doubt it.
Like, just a couple of tons. Yeah, it's fine.
Only 44, fully loaded.
Got a Mars bar in the back.
Don't worry, I had a can of Coke about half an hour ago. I'll be all right.
That's it, I'm living by the rule now. Now I know I ain't breaking the law or affecting my insurance. It's all good. So, yeah. Thanks, Jack.
No problem.
But yeah, guys, let us know your opinion on it. You can message us at WeRT1D on Instagram.
Yeah, please. I discovered a lump on my belly the other day.
Did you? Is that another discovery?
It could be.
What kind of lump?
I don't know whether it's like a muscle lump or insulin lump. I'm not sure. It doesn't hurt.
Is it where you inject?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an injection one. I've got them.
It's got to be, isn't it? It's not massive, but I can definitely feel it. And to be honest, it is like that's my favourite spot.
There you go. Yeah, it definitely is, Jack.
But it's not even like that's my go-to, bro.
I have a go-to on my stomach. It's the right-hand side, bottom right.
Oh, mine's bottom left. There oh, well, no, sort of like bottom left, but a bit closer to my belly button.
Oh. Yeah, mine gets sore if I do it there, so I do it a bit more out.
Last week I said I was going to start doing it like a bit more round to the side, didn't I?
Mm.
I've actually done it a few times. It don't hurt. The absorption's spot on. No blood. No dramas.
That's a good little update as well.
Yeah.
I just do it anywhere. Wherever I put it, it don't seem to work, so it makes no difference.
Oh, fair enough.
I really think I need to switch to Fierce soon. But then again, my endo said it's not much different.
Mm.
If any listener is on the podcast that has been on Nova Rapid and has switched to Fiasp or Fiasp, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a weird word. Can you let me know if it's actually worth it, if it's a dramatic change, or if it's just a bit better? If it's a bit better, I'm not bothering. Because at the end of the day, at least I've got insulin and can stay alive. So I'm not going to whinge too much.
Yeah. Try and do some, don't know, a few push-ups and that in the evenings, bruv. Up your water intake.
Do you know what? It could be literally that. Don't you remember? I was always good when I was drinking all the water.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go.
Mate, your water intake, I'm sure I've seen, don't quote me on this, but I'm sure I've seen something online somewhere that if your water intake is what it should be, it's the difference between like 2 or 3 MMOLs.
Oh, really?
Mm.
There could be facts in that.
Yeah, as I say, don't quote me, but I am like 99% certain I have read something online that has been that sort of research.
Yeah, but I've also read online that Elvis Presley is still alive, so...
He is. I've got him here.
A little less conversation, a little more insulin.
Ain't nothing but a pancreas crying all the time. Well, if you ain't got no insulin, you ain't no friend of mine. Did somebody say just food?
Food.
So Jack, how's your food this week, mate? Any new recipes? Any nice nibbles?
I had a Chinese, which I haven't had for a while, and it was...
Have you not?
No, I haven't. It was me and Zoe sort of, that brings me back to like less carbs and stuff like that, me and Zoe had a bit of a talk with each other on the weekend and said, right, we both need to go on a diet. We are eating way too much stuff. So, Saturday was like the last blowout sort of thing.
Okay. Do you know what? That's really good that you're doing it together. So you're supporting each other through it as well.
Yeah, we're going to be, I'm trying to sort of do some training together as well.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because otherwise, like, sort of Zoe won't get motivated and vice versa, I won't get motivated. So it's you're kicking each other up the arse pretty much.
Yeah. I say my biggest thing is portion sizes. I just need to cut them down.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. I say my food ain't bad. It's just I eat so much.
Mm.
A bit like, right, so our new Sunday tradition is we make something we haven't had before.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Because obviously Amber does a lot of the cooking through the week.
Yeah.
It's a bit of together time as well for us two.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it up, not last week, the week before. I said, like, every Sunday we pick something we haven't eaten before and we do it. And so we had, what did we have? It was chicken, mushroom, again with the mascarpone pony sauce. We had that again, the mascarpone.
You had that a moment,
cheese.
Didn't you?
Yeah. So we had that. We made a really creamy sauce. We add some like thickener to it, like a sauce thickener.
Mm.
I didn't even know it was a thing, but Amber goes, look, I got some the other week. Let me have a look. She pulled it out of the cupboard. It thickened up the sauce. I thought, oh, that's lovely.
What is it? Just like corn flour or something?
It probably is just corn flour, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's just called a sauce thickener, though.
No, I don't know whether you know this, when if you're cooking like a creamy, cheesy sort of, if you're doing sort of with rice or pasta or something, use the starchy water out of the pasta bowl.
Why?
Because the starch is what makes the sauce go creamy. Trust me. Instead of adding like a bit of liquid or like a something to make it go like really nice and creamy.
I use vegetable stock.
Well, yeah, you can, but trust me, add a little bit of starchy water out of pasta. That's honestly.
Do you know, the look of that stuff makes me feel sick.
It's cooking, mate.
I don't care. You know, say you don't wash up your pasta pot straight away and you've got all that white rubbish all round the bottom of your pasta, like where you cooked your pasta. That crap.
That's
is that what you want to be? Yeah, mate, that is disgusting.
Yeah, starch. It's the starch that comes out of the pasta. And that's the starch that comes out of the rice when you cook it. It's just, that's what it is, starchy water.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, all right, suit yourself. That is an actual, you go to any sort of like Italian pasta restaurant, that's exactly what they do to their sauces.
Don't care about them. So anyway, where was I? We added sauce thickener. So it was chicken, mushroom again, because we love mushrooms. Mascarpone. Did you know the big like, what crisps are they? Wheatos. You know the Wheato crisps?
Wheat crunchies.
Oh, yeah. Sweet crunchies. Yeah, it might be them. But you know that shaped pasta.
Yeah. Tubes.
Tubes. Yeah, right. So we had tubes pasta. And mate, it was just so good.
That actually does sound very nice.
And then we had some left over. I had some the next day. And then Amber had it the day after that. And it was just nice. You know, even reheated, it was still nice.
Hmm.
It's just really good food. One for the recipe book.
We're filling that up. We've got plenty of recipes to go in. We just actually need to put them in.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a mental note. Actually do it.
I need to do some recipes. I'll just cook the same stuff.
Yeah, just try what me and Amber do, mate. Just pick, like, not something, like, go on, I don't know, a random recipe site and just pick something and then just go to the shop that day, pick the ingredients and then bosh.
Yeah, I'll speak to Zoe tonight. I might even start, like, I don't know.
Like, you can actually, like, go to a healthy recipe site because obviously you're on your diet now, aren't you?
Yeah.
And just try some of that, I don't know, a bit of salmon done a special way or something. I don't know. You like
do
your
know
fish.
I cannot wait for the sun to be out when I come home from work and I can just open my front door and put my dinner on the barbecue.
Oh, That does sound good.
Well, I'll do it literally for like 6 months of the year throughout the whole summer. I'd hardly, very rarely cook my dinner in the oven because my little garden is so close to my, literally, I open my door, my barbecue is there.
I know, I've been there.
Yeah, so as I say, it's just prep everything in the kitchen, take it out, put it on the barbecue, close the lid, leave it. Job done. No washing up, no hassle.
Oh, yeah, that's good, Jack.
Can't wait. I honestly can't wait. I'm really like, I shouldn't wish my life away, but I just want this crap rain to just go away.
To be fair, I don't even want to live in this country anymore, if I'm honest.
Nah, do you know what? I'd love to move away. I don't know I'd go or what I'd do for work, but yeah, you'd be all right. You can work anywhere in the world with your design work.
Yeah, I can. It's the insulin, isn't it? Having NHS, you kind of don't want to go to another country.
Yeah, do you know what? I didn't even think about that. Shit.
I think it's Canada and Sweden. I think they have, like, they pay for insulin for people.
Mm.
Can't remember what other countries.
But you think, do you know what? The amount of times I do whinge about them, I am grateful for the NHS. Do you know what I mean? It's like, without the NHS, I would be screwed.
He would be. He'd probably be dead.
I definitely wouldn't be able to afford it. So, yeah, I probably would be.
Yeah. No, we are grateful for the NHS.
I really don't know what to... I don't know. I just popped in my head. I don't know what to have for dinner tonight.
Jacket potato.
I've actually put them in the oven. I just don't know whether I want them.
Oh, I have one.
There's three of them in there. Come round.
Oh, sweet.
I don't actually know what time I put them in, so it might be fun by the time I've stopped this podcast.
There might not be a potato by the time you stop the podcast.
It might just be a bit of crispy skin in there.
I've done you some wedges, babe.
Yeah. Couple of really burnt Hasselback potatoes in there.
That are just Hassel.
You might want to put them back.
Yo, let me begin, because it's time for the listener win. Right, so first up this week, we have Louise W. She said she's feeling so much better after a few days of very low-carb meals. Well
yes,
done.
Yes, Louise. I can 1,000,000% vouch for that for the past couple of days.
Yeah, I can't even relate.
Sorry.
But feeling good about it, just feeling good, that's what's important. So yeah. Well done.
Well done. Next up, we've got Jinx. And they said, my A1C has gone down and I got my sugars 100% in range for an entire day. Wow.
Well done.
Well done.
That is brilliant.
I'm trying to think whether I got 100%. No, because I think I went out of range overnight on Saturday. I don't actually think I've had a full 100% time in range for ages.
I had one the other week when I first got the Gluru app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been close, but yeah, I haven't actually had one yet.
Yeah. Considering my range is absolutely screwed at the moment. I somehow did it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, well done you, mate.
Right. So next we have Susie. She said the doc cleared her for scuba diving and wrote T1D will not affect her diving. Hey.
Yes. That's a wicked win.
Yeah. Scuba diving. Oh, wow. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm scared of the ocean.
Well, they do it in swimming pools to train, don't they?
I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't mind scuba diving in a swimming pool. There's no freaky shit in there.
Oh, well.
Depends on the area you go into, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, really does. So, yeah, have you done your training in the swimming pool and all that? Or are you like, is this clearance to go in the sea? Yeah, let us know.
Mm. Next up, we've got Step by Step LeJog, and they say, packed and ready to start a 1,000-mile LeJog walk on the 23rd. One T1D Lisa and one pancreas person Marcus.
Well done, you two.
Well done. Honestly, I wish you the best of luck and I will be keeping up to date on the posts that you put up.
All right, so next we've got Chloe. They go, got my HbA1c down from 9.2 to 8.6 in a few weeks. The clinic is very happy. Yes. Well done. And so you should be as well.
Yeah. Clap yourself. I hope while you're listening to this, you clap yourself.
Yeah. Do a Jack. We want to hear the C line.
Yeah. Give yourself a clap.
That doesn't Brilliant. Howl.
No. yeah, that's wicked. So yeah, next up we've got T1D Lass, and they say, got my insulin spots on from McDonald's. I was so nervous, but my levels held steady at 8.6.
Wow. That is very good for a fat Donald's as well.
Yeah, smashed it. I used to hate McDonald's. I actually quite like it now.
No, I hate it.
Yeah, it's not great food, and it's disgusting. It gives you a bellyache, but it's easy to get when you're out, and I know how to deal with it.
So is the sandwich.
Nah, you cook every sandwich when you go out. It's got mayonnaise in it.
You should get the all-breakfast sandwich. That's always ketchup.
Nah, so just some funky places do like a tomato relish. Who are you?
Ew.
Who are you? You putting tomato relish on a sausage and a bit of bacon.
Relish and tomato?
Stick to your ketchup.
Stick to your mayo.
No, I'm going to keep shouting ketchup until they sponsor me. It's never going to happen.
I was just thinking, he's never going to stop shouting.
No, I'm not.
Right. Moving on, we have Harrison. Oh. He goes, it's not a win, but I missed the bonus episodes with multiple exclamation marks.
Well, if you can edit them, we'll do them.
Yeah.
Because we don't have time, sadly. No. We'd love to.
If we do end up finding time again, like my schedule's just so busy at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, well, next up we've got Megan. Hello.
Hello, Megan.
She's just put a cat emoji and it just says, just because it's been a while. Thank you. It has been a while. I hope you're well.
It has, and it did make me smile, so it done its job. So now we have Maria. She said, lots of walking on holiday. I can never sit still. My blood glucose have been behaving and settling with the heat. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's wicked. Well done, my
boy. Yeah. Did you find you was going lower at first? Obviously, because it's hotter.
I'm really excited about it. It is still like 5 months away, but I'm really nervous about my holiday.
Oh, yeah, Turkey.
It's going to be hot.
In September.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I want to know if you did the priority boarding. Oh, Maria, did you do priority boarding? Because you're diabetic, obviously.
But I'm pulling out every single card I could possibly can.
You got to vlog it. Vlog the airport.
Do you know what? Actually, Zoe just done some thing and we got a free GoPro. Yeah, it's not an actual GoPro. It's like a cheap version. But I've got a little camera now. So I'm going to be video recording.
Oh, nice. So we might actually get video content on our YouTube.
Yes. Eventually.
Yeah. Right now, it's just a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. We will do some. Do you know what it is? If we actually sat together and recorded it, we could film it. And then there you go. Bang. We've got a YouTube thing. But it's just finding the time to actually meet up once a week.
To be fair, we could do it by webcam.
We could do. Because then you've got to edit it, and then
I was waiting for that.
That's a lot of work.
I'm not editing video as well as audio. No way. Nuh-uh, not today, not happening. No.
We'll have to talk about some content, bro. We'll start doing some bits.
Yeah, I'd rather just do TikTok dances, if I'm honest, Jack.
That can sort of be maybe arranged.
All right, next time.
Next up we've got T1D Dexter. And I'm sure that's a new name.
Yeah.
welcome to the podcast. Thank you for sending in your win. They say 100% in range on pizza weekend. Yes.
Oh, wow. Weekend as well. Hold up.
Yeah, that is wicked. I want pizza now.
I say it every time Amber mentions takeaway. I'm like, pizza.
I still haven't had it. Not a proper one. I've had something I've thrown together myself at home, but I've not had a proper pizza.
Last time I had pizza, I had a lot of alcohol and my levels were perfect.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, but that was a wicked night as well.
Why did I not get a slice of pizza on the way home last week?
Oh, yeah. Why did you not?
I don't know. I'm just going to go out this weekend and get drunk so I can go and eat some pizza without feeling guilty.
It does, because it keeps you steady during the night.
Yes.
Right, so last win of the week, we have Sunny Cyclist. Wait, that's another new name.
It is.
Welcome aboard.
Hey.
On the T1D train. Whoop,
I love this. I love hearing new people.
So they go, finally spending more time in range after being ill and not exercising for a week. Ah, I'm guessing you're a cyclist.
Yeah, that's wicked though. Well done.
Yeah, well done.
That's another thing I still haven't had to deal with. I'm touching all the wood I can possibly can. And don't turn it into an innuendo.
No, I'm not doing it this week. Because you've done it for me.
Good man. I was just making sure I was cutting it off before it started.
Must have been painful.
Oh, my belly hurts. Oh, breathe. Breathe. Oh, I can't even remember what I was saying. Sharp watch.
I have my watch on vibrate.
Oh.
Do you know? You obviously don't know.
Nah, because I have my watch for the purpose I can use it at work.
Oh my god, I've done 20,559 steps today.
Wow, I've done 6,000.
Well done, Jack.
Oh, yeah, it's still a start.
Yeah, it's still a start.
Yeah, I think that wraps it up. So thank you very much for listening this week, everyone. We'll be back again.
That was a bit different. You said everyone instead of people.
Oh, see, we're trying to switch it up.
Oh, so different.
Ooh. Oh, so out there. So yeah, we'll be back again, same time, same place next week.
Oh shit, Mike, my jacket spots. I need to go. Right, bye.
Right, see you later. Right, yeah, so if you want to stay up to date with us, guys, follow us on Instagram at WeRT1D. You can follow us on the other social medias. We do interact sometimes on them, but Instagram is the place to go.